specifically, the Thunder Horses had requested assistance in providing protection to their home, their vehicles, and children. And we hadn't talked to the Little Bears, but we were going to also offer them assistance in protecting themselves. And of course, the Woodinney Legal Defense Offense Committee office in Manderson.
Referring to that map, the cars were going from right to left.
That's right. And here's the road that runs through Woodinney, and they made a left off of this road and came in this way.
Okay, and the bullet that struck Mary Little entered, what side of the car?
The car was facing this way and entered the left side.
Entered the left side.
And then, according to Ellis Crooked Eyes, who was in the trailer, who heard the shots, came out and heard three more shots fired. He said, as this car turned around and started to leave, then more shots were fired from the Randall house at the fleeing car, which Mary Ann already had hit. While we were trying to take her to the hospital, the people at the Randall house were still firing on that car.
And Ellis just said the same thing. When are you going to go over and
right
there?
You going?
Over there.
Okay, we'll meet just downstairs in front of the office and cars for everyone who wants to go over and see the attempt to...
When do they usually fire on you?
Way late at night.
Way late at night? Could you hear cars or did you hear people running?
Mm-hmm.
No. Did you recover the bullets?
No.
So you don't know what kind of weapon it was?
How late is late at night?
The first shooting, there was four bullet casings they got from the road. So the BIA police took them and I don't know. And when we reported that, Mark Lane was the first one to come down here. And early in the morning, and that same day, 14 hours later, the BIA police came down. Two police cars. He scared of us.
Well, we were here then, weren't we?
Uh-huh.
When they came
here.
Oh, yeah, it took him about 17 hours to get here.
Uh-huh. And it took the FBI a week after it came down to investigate.
And when the FBI came, did they take statements? Or
mm-hmm.
They did.
They didn't take official statements when you're here. They didn't write stuff down.
They just, made us talk like this and they took it down.
Well, when's the last time somebody shot you?
This is the last one.
And when was that?
7 months of May.
Oh no, it'll be June. It'll be June because my husband is here.
They haven't bothered you recently, or?
No.
Except for they tore up Stephen's house.
What did they do to his house?
When was that? Just last weekend?
Mm-hmm. We went to Rosebud here.
Yeah.
Just last weekend. They broke in here. They got a 303 rifle. They got the wrong shells. That was that rifle. But we ran out of shells and took some different shells. They broke its secrets, but I don't. She said there's nothing missing.
They just tear it up?
Mm-hmm. Just not.
Are you missus this vehicle?
Yes.
It's a question I always forget to ask. I don't know whether to say missus or miss. Mm-hmm.
What else have they done besides shooting at you? To harass you?
Is that what it was? What it happened? You were in the car?
Yeah.
Oh,
my cousin was.
Oh, your cousin was?
Standing above the stove. She lit that. She turned the
what's
flame
her name?
On. Bertha Smoke.
Bertha what?
Smoke. She is my cousin.
She turned the flame on and stole?
Yeah, she turned the flame up to light a cigarette. She said just as she went down, that bullet hit the window. She said that all she remembered. And at the same time, my baby was in the crib, where he is now. Uh-huh. All that shatter scared my baby, and he started screaming. So my cousin said she thought they got baby.
That was your baby?
Yes.
Did the bullet ricochet or did it go straight through?
Just straight up.
Now what's the baby's name?
Clyde.
Clyde? Named after anybody?
My brother. Oh. He's brother.
How old is Clyde?
11 months.
It's a pretty pretty baby. Very pretty.
Say that's all she remembered. Did she pass out or was she wasn't hit?
She started screaming and she didn't remember. And by that time, the boys over there came out and the car took off out of here. About 80, 90 miles an hour.
Why are they shooting here? Are you friendly with AIM or friendly with wounded?
Let's see what is AIM. And they want to get him, but they don't know where he lives. Houses here, so each
time we get my house. Siebert is also district chairman. Like
oh, is he?
Yeah.
What district? Porcupine?
Porcupine district.
And that election was in spring, was it not? Here.
We got AIM security guards here day and night. And when the BIA police found out that we had security guards here, they couldn't come around. I was ready to shoot at anybody. I told the FBI they almost got on my cousin, one of the children.
Do you still have security guards?
No.
How long did you have?
It was a long time they were here, those guys. There's about 7 of them.
This frame was in the back, you know, at that time. Uh-huh. So you see where that dent right there?
Uh-huh. Where were you in this accident? Where was the car?
Down there.
Down there.
On the road?
No, not on the road. It's right close to my people place, you know, my friend's place. So you see where they got that dent? Well, actually, this tire was in the back.
It was in the back.
Yeah.
I thought
it was Paul from Junior.
The whole window shattered. Yeah.
The two bullets went through the window?
No, it just hit right here and it got caught right there.
Yeah, yeah. It got caught.
So the window was shattered, you know. Well, actually, it was rolled down.
Yeah.
So it shattered, and then when I took it to the courthouse, they dig it out. They took the bullet out. And here, they said it was a high power rifle.
Could I ask you to sit in the front seat?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. You sit in the front seat.
Mm-hmm. And then there's something wrong with the car, you know, the accelerator.
Yeah.
So she rolled back and she came back.
I pushed it down and turned it around and we rolled all the way back down, you know, to the Crooked Eyes residence.
Oh, the Crooked Eyes. Yeah.
Yeah, right there. Mm-hmm. And we let it park there. And I guess that night they, you know, shot at it.
Do you know where the shots came from?
Yeah, it was from that house. Because I was sitting there with that man, you know, was talking and they were shooting, you know. So said, hey, they're shooting at that car. And I said, are they? And they said, yeah, they're shooting at that car. And I said, no, they're not. Here, you could just hear those, you know, bullets. So I started walking. I was going to go up there and wake him up. I started walking, and here they shot at me, too. About that much, you know, from the back of my leg. Wow. If they lift that gun up a little higher, they would shot my leg. But I just kept on walking, you know, you could just see that dust go up the back of my leg. And he said, hey, he said, you better not go up there. And he's trying to call me back, but I was
They thought someone was in the car then, obviously. But now they can't see it. They shot at it.
Are you Mrs. Lindsay?
What was it? Was in August. And Red Petit, and all them guys were right there, you know. And I thought it was really Kansas City, and I was in Colorado then. But there's a whole bunch of guys involved in my... They told me my case was really weak, you know. But they got me out of that one.
Where was that?
And right in Denver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When?
Oh, it happened about 2 years ago. Let's see, 71? I think it was 71.
Well, so you think AIM is all right?
Yeah. I'm all for it, yeah. All the way. Just like the airborne. No, I'm with the airborne, you know. A lot of guys quit this shit. I'm with the airborne. So I want to go all the way with it. An idea.
Were you in the airborne?
Yeah. 101st Airborne Division. I was a machine gunner. Right now, if you give me a M60, man, I'll handle that. Some business like nothing, man. I carried that for about a year.
Well, where'd you serve?
Huh?
Well, where were you stationed?
Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Overseas?
No, I stayed there.
How old are you?
I'm 33 right now. Source to carry food down there and everything, you know.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to remember because there weren't that many horses when I was up here. Bored enough to go around.
It was this one right here. This Pinot.
Buckskin?
Buckskin. I don't know if that's a Stellan. He's a Stellan.
Yeah.
But I had another horse. He's an Appaloosa, you know.
Yeah.
They used that one.
Well, I saw the paint down the road. Yeah. I know they used him, the Pinot. And then I vaguely remember that little colt, but I may have been wrong. There was a little white colt. Maybe it was a little pony. It could have been a little pony they used.
But they call us the AIM Silver Rose. We don't care. Yeah. We're gonna fight back all the way, man. If they fire us, we're gonna fire back at it. But you know what I really don't like is that they shot my little niece, you know.
Yeah.
She's innocent.
Right. What's gonna happen here if Russell gets into an election? Are you gonna vote for him? Or are you gonna vote?
I'm not gonna vote.
Period. Huh?
Like what you mean?
Well, if he gets into runs for tribal chairman.
Who is that?
Russell.
Oh yeah, I'll vote for Russell.
I hope he
yeah.
Gets it.
Anytime.
I think he'd be better off. Yeah. Him. Then that Dickie Wells
wouldn't anything. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Paul, can you hold this?
I gotta read this.
They have lawyers that are notified of
it. I suppose.
That it was a lawyer to meet him, because that's like really, it's a serious thing, interfering with the defense of the clients here.
Well, they must know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, all we have to do is serve them, that's all.
Now, what's the purpose of removing us from the reservation?
Removal from the Edmonton district, we don't live in the one, this is the Madison district, but not.
This is all we need in this district.
Well, you can read it.
Here's my
card. Harley?
Here's my
card. Okay. Read that.
The
yet and it is hereby ordered, adjudged and decreed that all AIM members and sympathizers and lawyers are hereby ordered removed from the Wounded Knee District in accordance with the district resolution passed for the protection of the district. This means that all those who are not residents sick of the reservation. It's a misprint, of course. They always are.
I guess I need to mention that.
Can you flatten it out just a bit more?
I was at the last district meeting.
It says on the paper there, supposedly.
No, it does. That a district meeting was held. I was at the last regular district meeting of the Wounded Knee District. And there was no resolution passed.
See what?
Pack them, leave. He's a lieutenant in charge.
Yeah, but I don't understand. the thing here says
we're not the court. We're here to serve them, is all.
I know, but you should serve these to the who it applies to. It doesn't say anything about this house. It doesn't say anything about legal workers. It doesn't say anything else. This doesn't apply to me. This is an illegal
don't
eviction.
Don't argue with us. Argue with them over there.
Well, I will, but I have to. I can't argue with them if I'm being taken away.
We're here to serve that here. Paper, and that's all.
Okay, so it's served.
Now let's go. We
don't have any vehicles to get out of here.
Well, we'll take you out of here.
Y'all help us unload all the house and unpack anything?
Anything.
Okay, it's going to take a couple of hours, so why don't you turn the motor on?
Okay.
Take longer than it did.
This is going according to what the people want.
This is federal police.
Yes.
I'm from Minneapolis, so I don't understand how this works.
Bureau of Indian Police.
Bureau of Indian Police. Are you in charge of this detail? Could I have your name?
I'm also a criminal investigator.
Or, what's your name?
Condon.
Condon?
C-O-N-D-O-N.
C-O-N.
D-O-N.
D-O-N.
She was all beat up and everything. Everything that goes on up there, nobody does anything about it. You tell the police, they don't do a damn thing. Now they have the steals having some guns and stuff that they're supposed to help the cop here in case anything comes up like that or something like that.
Have you told the police about this before?
We just now seen her, so we came down.
Who beat her up? Some men?
I don't know who beat her up.
Is she serious? Does she need to go to the hospital?
I think so, because she had blood all over her eye and everything. She came over to the house, so we just came on over. She said her name was Mary Long Soldier.
Where did she live?
I don't know. She's walking down this way.
What's she got blood on her?
They said they have her.
Oh, did they? Yeah, we tried to. Everything always goes on. The cops and nobody goes up there.
Listen, do you know anything about
from the reservation if you're a supporter?
I was born here, down there, and I was raised here, and I don't they might move me out of here because I don't like goons. I don't like Dick Wilson. But I don't care if they're going to kill me. I'm going to stay right here.
Is that?
Yeah. All right.
Especially this one.
They've been breaking windows on me and everything. And I don't know what's going to happen to me tonight. They probably throw me in jail as far as that goes.
This
what is,
one.
What is your name?
Bernice Whitehawk. I'm AIM. And I'm civil rights too.
Do you mean that they'll really shoot you dead?
The other day they had a gun on my uncle.
Yeah, they were pointing at him.
And just this evening, Marion said this guy had three guns right across from where she lives, and they were loaded. They're three rifles, and that's at the old house right over there. And she said, so she, her and her kids had to go in. She's, you know her, Marion, she just came here.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
Yeah. She said, I don't know what, she, and his guns were loaded. He had some rifles. And I don't know. Right.
This guy in the overall. So you're fairly outnumbered in this community.
How are you so brave?
It's, I don't care. It's a good day to die. So I'll rather die instead of living with these damn goons.
There's nothing but a candy court down.
Yeah. There. You could get my picture all you want. Dennis Bank side.
We already got theirs.
My grandmother's gas tank, they went back right into her gas tank, and all my children were there. I was in Denver then. And they asked my two brothers to be on a goon squad. They were going to get paid for it. Dickie Wilson was going to pay them.
How much was he going to pay?
I don't know. I guess he bought them. My brothers refused, and so I guess they just, they, you know, they backed up like that. They upset my grandmother's gas tank, and they never did do nothing about it. Some lawyer, you know, I don't know if you've been there. Her name's Mary Tall.
Someone, no, I don't know. They
yeah,
have so many different ones.
Yeah, some different Nittany defense people there questioned her, and these they just subpoenaed them and let it go or something like that. And that was kind of dangerous up to this day, you know, that there's no gas in it right now. But if they put gas in it, it just leaks and mm-hmm. there's nothing but kids and everything. My grandmother, she's real old. She doesn't have no water there or anything. That's why we moved up to the housing there. And, you know, I'm not in the best of health myself, you know. So we moved up to the housing. But then, you know, we can't stay there because they upset that gas tank.
And natural gas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you give your name before to those guys? I don't think I remember it. Did you give your name to those guys? I don't remember it.
Who?
You, for when you were talking to them before, or were you not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my sister and Valeria, they were the ones that were at that meeting last night, mm-hmm. and she said it, and they made it sound like, well, if you voted against, you might as well pack up your bags and leave, whether you've lived here all your life.
But they, can they do that, though?
They can't do that. They can't. And they can't move out anybody. They can't move out anybody. It, you know, like if, like my grandmother there, she has her own land there, and nobody can't go in there and tell her what to do or anything, you know, because that's no tribal land or anything.
more echoes. This is Jay's house, Jay West's house, and he rented this out.
And is this his land or is it tribal land?